Okay, here's read number four. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Republican Senate candidate Leah Vukmir's campaign has hired the former communications director for Scott Pruitt, who served as EPA administrator until he resigned in July after several months of ethical controversies. And the Brewers scored four runs in the first inning, but still lost to the Reds last night, 9-7. They'll play game three of that three-game series today at Miller Park. Outside today, sunshine, temperatures in the mid-70s, clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. And then for Friday, rain likely, with highs around 70. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here's read number three. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. After the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states could collect sales tax from online retailers, Milwaukee County officials yesterday said the county could get $1.7 million for the 2019 budget from online sales tax. And both of Wisconsin's power companies say they are moving away from coal despite Donald Trump's EPA plan. The Trump plan replaces President Obama's Clean Power Plan, which aimed to prevent catastrophic climate change. Trump's new plan was unveiled yesterday and would allow states like Wisconsin to ease regulations on energy plants that emit greenhouse gases and other pollutants such as smog, soot, and mercury. Outside today, sunshine, temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, clear skies, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs around 80. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.